I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio, now with 30% more birds.
And it's time for another week of RSN Live, where I just ramble like a complete idiot for an hour while playing Sonic music in the background. How's everyone doing tonight? It's always fun to start the evening with a little bit of drama. I won't go into details. Just know it's common. Common drama. It's a common drama. It happens all the time. Yeah. Anywho, so this voice here, I don't know what I'm doing, host for this hour. And I think I finally have Mumble fixed. So that is something I'll definitely be looking forward to. And then, of course, it's going to fail on me, because that's what it does. It fails on me every time. And of course, gotta get this out of the way. So if you want to get involved, for those of you that listen to the podcast after the fact, first off, shame on you. Secondly, you can always go to rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org and click on the Watch and Participate link on the top little menu bar thingy. And you'll be treated to not only the Twitch stream footage, but you'll also get to see the different chat communication options with me, including a web chat already open for Afternet, because Afternet is awesome. We don't really like Twitch. Or we like Twitch, we don't like Surreal Chat. I don't know where everyone is tonight. Everyone's, I guess, out having a life. I could advertise this on Radio Nintendo, but I might get banned from the chat room. It's kind of like a 50-50 shot. I don't know if Nintendo Jack's awake. That's the thing. So. This is how the show usually starts. It's usually one or two people, and then it slowly builds up until 7 o'clock when I say, fuck it, show's over, and then I shut down. So. And of course, I'm not seeing people follow the Twitch, the Twitter feed that I created solely for this show, RSN Live. So, if you guys can get on that, that'd be great. Other than that, everything should be going according. Well, I know where Rax is. He's busy getting owned in TF2. That's his thing. So. As for everyone else, I'm pretty sure they're off just having a life. But that's the whole point of doing a podcast, so that people can listen later and be like, damn, I wish I was there. And I feel bad now that I wasn't there to watch it live. Single tear. Yeah. What else was I going to do? I completely forgot. I'm brain farting right now. So, I think we're just going to go ahead and throw in a song, and we'll go from there. Of course, it's not queued into the right folder at all. Ah, you. We can talk about weird things afterwards. Where is it? No, we're not going with that one. Yeah, we can go with... Running out of things already. You know, we'll go with a fan favorite as soon as I can find it. I think it's on OST Disc 2. Why am I unable to find it? Because I'm in the wrong soundtrack. Christ's sake. Boys, why are you fucking this up? It's because of what I do, folks. If I had, you know, had this all planned out properly, this wouldn't be a good show. So, oh, and I forgot to put in an item control player stop. That could end very badly. So, once again, people, go ahead and listen to this music while I ponder what I'm doing with my life.
This is Knuckles, and I'm back. I've been away for a while, but I'm back to kick some butt and wild candy. I shall find all the lost pieces of the Master Emerald here. I'm gonna get those fools. They wanna play with my emeralds? They play with the wrong guy. Ekadona, that's what I'm representing. Never seen a Mike Hogg spit like a menace. Wild candy and fun, I gotta chase her back, huh? Yeah, Rouge, she's sexy and smooth. A double cross by thief, that's out for my juice, huh? I'm feeling her in mysterious ways. That's why I stay on point like every single day. I gotta protect this place, I do it for my race, huh?
Going to try to do some of these wonderful VoIP features. Suppose I'm supposed to be able to talk to people on the VoIP channel without it going over the mainstream, but I didn't test that feature. And I kind of don't feel like having this weird, awkward, one-sided conversation going out over the podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and we'll see what we get when I unlock the main channel. Okay, so that's unlocked. Okay, that should be working, and let's see. Let's see who's paying attention.
Hi.
Oh, it's working. Holy crap.
Amazing.
I know. That's like the first for me. So, in case anyone on the podcast is like, who the hell is that? That is Trekkie. It looks like Woe21 has gone AFK, so I don't know what's going on there. So yeah, holy shit. Something's actually working for once. It's all right then. Trying to figure out. Oh, okay. Like what's these comments? That's just a picture of Tails. Sorry, I'm still getting used to Mumble. In case anyone is curious what I'm talking about, Mumble is the system that I'm currently using to do this. It's kind of like a party chat.
But with the delay control. Kind of is annoying.
Huh?
The delay is annoying because you can't...
Oh, yeah, you're trying to listen and watch the show at the same time. Yeah,
it doesn't work well. Good.
Whoa, someone's going crazy.
Whoa.
That would be Woe 21.
Yeah, what?
You're on the air. What?
Making it sound crazy over here. Anywho, as I was saying, for the people listening to the podcast, Mumble is just... Basically, I found that it's a lot better than Skype on Linux. So, it's working, and that's what we're actually going to go with for now. So, if anyone ever wants to talk on this show, you're warned. You have to have Mumble. So. Alright, I have no idea what to talk about right now, other than the announcement of Sonic Boom and Sonic, or Summer Sonic, rather.
Which one are you going to?
I have no idea. Sonic Boom is supposed to be in St. Louis this year, which is like a 6-hour drive from here. But do I really want to go to St. Louis for... The blog posting makes it look like it's going to be some kind of multi-day event, but I'm fairly certain that that's false, and it's just going to be a 5-hour, 6-hour, whatever the hell you want to call it.
I went all the way to London for one day.
Well, it's good to know that you can do that, Trekkie. Keep in mind that this is happening on a Saturday. My current work schedule is Sunday through Wednesday. I'm going to show up back at home at like 1 in the morning to have to get up at 4 in the morning.
It could be done.
It could be. But it would end disastrously. That's the word I'm going to use for today. Oh, look, we got 3 viewers now. Alright. See? See, it's working.
Bring on the viewers.
Yes, viewers. Where are the viewers? I'm specifically looking in the Skype chat that I'm in right now. With the lack of views. Hold on, I have to find my disappoint smiley face.
Rax needs to get his priorities straight.
Yeah! Friggin' Rax on his TF2 that I'm now gonna rudely interrupt.
That's a good idea. Maybe you could, like, put the the show in the game.
Yeah, that might become insane.
Shadix went to bed, and Lime isn't gonna listen, so...
When did Shadix go to bed? He doesn't sleep, he just passes out somewhere for the moment.
He said he was tired.
Don't these people know that Voice has a Tails hat? I mean, come on.
Tails!
Anyways, to answer your question, I have no idea if I'm going to this Tails convention, I'm going to call it now.
Tails convention.
Oddly enough. That's essentially what Sonic Boom is going to become, you know this.
There weren't that many Tails at Summer Sonic.
Although, it's funny because they're encouraging people to dress up as Sonic, so... Yeah, we'll see what happens there. I'm going to guess, like, 2 people. 2 people are going to dress up. It seems to me that people in the United States don't really care for these things. It's more or less in Europe where they get all the band participation going on.
You sure?
Meanwhile, I got nothing. Well, they're holding it in some kind of theater. I know that much, so that should tell you. Like, a small theater.
I think the other one was in a theater, too. Or it's sort of like a theater, anyway.
House of Blues? Yeah. I actually haven't read too much in... Let me see if I can read in this. Blogs.sega.com. Or is it blog?
I don't think it says much, really.
It says Tales Adventure.
Well, that's because it's on...
Because they have no thing. Yeah, let's see. Sonic Boom. Well, first off, let's go over the fact that once again, Sega has decided to announce this in a very short kind of time frame. Once again, it's all supposed to take place in August.
That is an issue.
Ah. So. All I'm saying is. What? Oh, best CSS ever. Well, that's not online, so whatever. Oh, it's showing like old stuff. See, this is another reason why I don't like Skype, is it's showing old messages again.
It's by design.
Yeah, by design. You know. Let's randomly dredge up conversations that are 4 weeks old. Because that's relevant, right?
Well, you gotta have a consistent history, you see. It's synchronizing. Using the patented Microsoft synchronization algorithms.
What algorithms?
The one where it sometimes works and sometimes doesn't.
That
one.
You mean the Windows 9, the Windows ME code that they seem to keep copying over?
That's the one, yep.
So, of course, there's Sonic, Summer of Sonic, which, for those who aren't in the know, is the original thing that was started by Sonic Stadium. I don't go there that often, so I can't tell you what Sonic Stadium is about these days. Last I was there was a lot of pony action going on. I love My Little Pony.
It's probably still like that.
So, if you're not in My Little Pony, you probably want to avoid that. And,
but everyone should go to Summer Sonic at least once. It was worth it. I can tell you that.
Is it worth it to fly to London for 5 hours?
Well, it depends. Yeah, well, it was that year anyway.
It was that year. Who was the big headliner?
Oh, it was Crush 40.
Who is, by the way, showing up, I think, at Summer of Sonic. See, Sonic Boom is that, like, bastard child that, like, I guess enough people in the United States complain that they're just like, fine, here's your little shindig. And from what I understand, both of these events are always kind of up in the air because of, all the problems that occur. You tried to view the website incorrectly, didn't you? Didn't you, Rex? I still have to fix RSN. There's a lot of fixing, which, by the way, random programming note, RSN server will be offline this coming weekend. Because it turns out my hosting provider got bought by another hosting provider, and they decided to move facilities. So RSN is going on the road temporarily, as in they're going to throw it into the back of a truck and move it to
hopefully
the next
not
facility.
Break anything.
No, of course not. Why would they do that? Break shit. By the way, in case anyone was curious as to what Rex was showing, that's watching the stream. Here you go. That's RSN sans CSS. I should make, like, a Netscape Navigator version of this website.
Yes, for all those Windows 98 users.
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Like me.
Come on, cameras. I hate how OBS kind of breaks whenever I set that up. Kind of freezes for a second. Does its thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Try the latest beta. OBS. I don't know. That's what I use.
I'm using 5.522b because that's what's working for me for the moment. They haven't really introduced any major fixes yet. But once they make their Linux port, which they claim is going to happen...
They claim, with the stress being on claim.
They claim that they're going to make a Linux version, but... No, RSN is not on the exception list, if that's what you're implying. The reason the top banner image gets blocked is because it's in the path banner, which EasyList has as a red flag for one reason or another. There's other issues, but I care to not take care of them. So, that's how that works. Anyways, back to what I was talking about here with this convention doohickey thingy. Oh, by the way, Kyujinbo, if you're watching, your music's on this. I hope you don't mind. That's when I get the cease and desist letter. It will happen. Don't you worry. One of these days, I'll get a cease and desist from somebody. It's bound to happen. I've run this site for almost 10 damn years now. And I haven't received my first cease and desist yet. Anywho, so, SummerSonic, that's the UK version, which is actually that way. That would be east. And then there's going to be Sonic Boom, which is the bastard child. All right, enough Americans complained. Here's your little shindig. Which I believe has been happening in the LA area the past couple of years. So,
I think so.
They've now decided that they're going to bring it on over to Midwest. I'm questioning their decision to put it in St. Louis. But then again, I don't really think Chicago's much safer. And there's Kyujinbo. Hold on, I gotta unmute you for a second. There we go. Now you're unmuted. Now you can talk. I don't think he has his mic set up correctly. Well, he'll chime in. I mean, this is kind of like you can chime in whenever. And again, anyone who wants to be involved in this talk segment, I actually gotta keep this short because there's still that fan fiction to read.
Oh, you don't want to miss that.
Of course. Why would I miss that? And it's actually 6:23 right now, which makes this kind of crazy that, stuff. Lots of stuff.
I'm telling you, this show is going to have to be extended eventually.
I don't know if it'll ever get that popular.
2-hour RSN. It'll be bigger than the Silver Saturday show.
I have no comment. No comment. I can barely hear you. Your mic needs to be turned up a little bit more. And I don't have, like, the ability to... Well, I have the ability to mute you. I don't have the ability to do any, like, gain control.
That would be neat.
It'd be very helpful. I can look at information. That's it. But... No, you're still a bit quiet.
Adjust the. This is. Damn it. The sensitivity levels?
Adjust all the things.
I'm trying to find all the things to adjust, but I don't understand this program.
There you go. Oh, I can hear you
there
now.
There we go.
Okay, good.
So
yeah, it's very interesting you're talking about Summer of Sonic.
Are you going?
No, no, I'm not going, but I think it's interesting because I think Sonic is kind of bigger in the UK than in North America. That's the impression I get.
I'm actually getting the impression that Sega is slowly trying to bring him back up in the United States. And I don't know if maybe I'm just being a creepy bastard here, but I am starting to notice kids with Sonic stuff around here. Again, I could just be a creepy guy, you know. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
I'll hide
well,
them right away.
It's just interesting because, like, I talk to people, and a lot of people are more into Mario than Sonic. That's here, compared to in the UK, where it's kind of 50-50 or...
I don't know. I can always pull the Radio Nintendo chat room to see if they like Sonic.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's scientific.
Don't worry, I won't die. I'll just get banned. You know, WoW21, you can enable push to talk if you really wanted to. That's actually how my cell phone works. For the record, I actually have Mumble on my cell phone, so if I ever figure out how to do, like, remote shows...
Wow, Arson really is going to go on the ride.
It's a possibility. I have the idle time to look this stuff up. I mean, all I really need to do is install, like, Internet DJ console on a virtual machine, which it does work, because I had RSN Radio temporarily running off of it. And then just RDP into it via my phone, and then control Internet DJ console with the phone, and then I can use Mumble to talk and all that crazy crap. So, I can make it as complicated as I want, but it is definitely possible.
Just make sure it works before trying it.
No, no, we wouldn't like a show like
Don't
last
set
week.
Set the server on fire, boy.
One time. One time. I don't host it out of the basement anymore.
Oh.
I have professional hosting now. That isn't Core Networks. For those who don't know, Core Networks was my old hosting provider, and I got into some
They
tips
were cheap and
them.
Careful. Let's just leave it at that.
I'll just say I had some words with them on numerous occasions. Don't go with them if you don't want your site to be taken down by a small DOS attack. I'm not really sure. Oh, they're doing more cosplayer contests and artist contests and all that stuff. And then it says go to the Summer of Sonic website, which let's go to the Summer of Sonic website, which doesn't really... I guess they're holding a Metal Sonic theme this year. They're going themed.
Cool.
I don't see anything. Now, I really don't think you can call this a convention. The website calls it a convention. I don't think you can call a 5-hour meet and greet a convention.
There's more than a meet and greet. There's all sorts of events.
Okay, let's look at... First off, events is not even active. I can't even look at that.
That's
even worse.
try using Firebug. I don't know.
That's even worse. Well, here's the thing. And I'm not trying to knock them, because I know this shit is complicated as hell and very hard to put on. But they've got, like, 2 months. I think Summer of Sonic is happening on August 3rd. Yeah, August 3rd. So they have just a little over a month to plan this out, and it doesn't look like they really even have it planned out to the point where they're announcing what's going on.
Yeah. Well, based on what Jay has said before, they do have it planned out. They just don't tell you yet.
Well, it's kind of important to let us know what's going on, because then they'll be like, okay, I don't want to... You're going to find out, like, the day before you go that nothing you want to see is going to be there, and that's going to be like, well, I just blew money on this.
Yeah, well, the other way around, you might be like, I'm not going to bother, and then someone wants to see it.
And then tickets are sold out. Yeah, I mean, again, I know this is...
The closest thing that here that we have to the Summer of Sonic would be the Penny Arcade, I guess. The Arcade Expo.
The PAX.
I went there last year and I wore a Sonic t-shirt, a Sonic bag, and I had like a bunch of other Sonic things.
My nose is itchy tonight. Well, again, I know it takes a lot of effort to put these things on. I'm just saying they need to actually announce these things way out in advance. I mean, ASEN, Anime Central, their convention was, I believe, on May 16th this year? Let me check. Their old website's still up, so. May 17th through the 19th of this year. It's already June 20th, and they've already announced the dates for next year, which, by the way, is the 16th through the 18th of next year, May. We need to see that kind of stuff happening with these events. You know what I mean?
Proper planning.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they could do that. I don't think Sega gives them enough lead time.
That's the other problem. Sega is like always on the fence about these things.
Sega never rush anything. That's so unlike them.
Oh, I know. Them rushing things. Surely you just.
They took so much time with Sonic, they say.
Oh, I know. That was like 10 years in development. So, I think it really comes down to is Sega needs to shit or get off the pot earlier on these things. And yes, I used that phrase. They need to shit or get off the pot. And I don't know, like...
At the same time or what?
Yes, at the same time. But 6 months would be a decent lead time, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
We're not asking much, Sega. We're just... asking you to be like, okay, they want to put the shindig on. Here's $1 million we'll set aside for 6 months down the road.
Well, the thing is they're targeting people in the UK who just, you know, will come down on a Saturday. That's their target.
Well,
so it doesn't really matter that it's not 6 months in advance.
And that's the other thing is I'm kind of like, can't these guys just piggyback on the conventions?
That granted, would be better, yes.
Granted, I'm told it's a little more expensive because I was told that ASEN charges to hold events at the convention that it's something like $1,000 for a table, $2,000 for a booth. I could be completely wrong on that. I could be completely wrong. I'm not affiliated with ASEN. I'm not on their team or anything like that. I've just heard through the grapevine that they charge like $2,000 for a booth for the weekend.
That's actually not that bad, if you think about it. It's so, like a company or something.
Now, I don't know how much it would cost them to, you know, get a room, like those huge ballrooms that the convention has available. That, I don't know what the pricing is, but what I'm saying is, they gotta be able to look at that as a viable option, too, because... In a way,
They should do that because, yeah, I remember in the past they had a Halo convention just across the street happening at the same time.
So,
go in.
I would think it would be cheaper, actually, because it's got to be expensive to rent out these halls completely, like full blown rental. You know, compared to just piggybacking and paying the $5,000 to have a ballroom for 5 hours. And then you have the convention providing all the lighting, all the projection, all that shit. And then you don't have to worry about it to a point.
I heard that some of the people that turn up this Summer of Sonic thing are kind of strange, though.
Strange, you say?
Well, it's the Sonic fan base. What do you want, Kyujimbo?
Just thought I'd bring that up.
We don't want these friends anymore. Get the friends away from the Sonic games. Lost World comes out. Where are all the friends? Where's Amy? Where's Tails? We are the unsatisfiable, creepy gaming collection of fans.
You know, Sonic Generations was smart in that way because it dedicated to but it was trying to take Sonic.
It focused on Sonic and left the friends on the sidelines. Except
well,
for,
I think there should be a playable Tails. That's all I have to say.
They released it on a PC, so there's your modding opportunity.
It's not the same.
If they can put fucking Shadow in as the main character, they can put Tails in. Am I wrong?
I would think so.
Anything's possible with mods, right?
Anything's possible, we're just not paying attention.
Too late.
That and you gotta actually, like, what's the word I'm thinking of? You be smart to do that. There's no drag and drop just yet. I have not been paying attention at all to the, there we go. I haven't been paying attention to the Twitch chat, ironically enough. Usually I do. And I see there's been a lot of stuff going on. If Summer of Sonic wants to have blackjack and hookers,
Wait, well, would that get you there, voice? Would that get that incentive enough?
I'm on my way. Sonic's what is this? Sonic BTS booth? What the hell is this? Oh, I guess there's some kind of game thing going on. So Sonic's booth. Sign in, remove access. It's powered by Google Sites, which is kind of weird because it reminds me of the GeoCities days. I haven't downloaded that game yet. I don't know if I'll try it. We'll certainly find out. It's actually good. There's a fan game that was released called Sonic After the Sequel. It doesn't really have a lot of information about it.
Sounds kind of vague.
Yeah, it is.
The music is really good.
Oh, what's going on here? Someone's going dubstep. Who's going dubstep? Oh, that'd be well at 21.
We should get more people in this mumble chat. It's pretty cool.
I'm kind of thinking now that, you know, we spent like 40 minutes yakking here. Well, not really 40 minutes. It's 6:37 now. I don't know. Maybe if I can find a way to get more people on, that'd be nice.
Then it will be a talk show.
You know, maybe if a certain viewer of a certain name that started with an R and ended with an R were to get, you know, sounded kind of like Hacksinator.
I wonder who that could be.
I know. It's a mystery. This mystery person. I don't know.
You could even have like a live music segment if you have that in person.
You know, I'm actually kind of surprised by how well this sounds. It's actually a lot better than Skype sound quality wise.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
So, it could be entirely possible to have someone play music over this.
I can try.
No, not tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, I guess it's just, you know, I'm more or less experimenting with Mumble tonight. Because, I guess it would be interesting to get this happening more often. And I would like to advertise this in a certain channel, but I can't.
Why don't you just go for it?
Because I don't like being banned from chat rooms.
It'll be unbanned shortly.
I may be an asshole, but I'm not that big of an asshole.
Just put
it
in your neck.
You're on an AFTERNET to get banned.
I'm an IRC operator on AFTERNET. I can only get banned if I seriously fuck it up.
There you go.
I'm also a server admin. In case anyone's curious why I keep pushing AfterNet. Also, let's face it, Surreal Chat's just fucking horrible. It's always net splitting, they're always fucking up the services, there's always something going wrong.
No comment.
It's a hodgepodge of broken software. The only thing that's not broken about Surreal Chat is the fact that the IRC server is running Unreal instead of whatever tab created.
What Surreal Services?
Could you imagine Surreal IRCD?
Well, it is modified by him.
How is it modified?
I don't remember, but I know he's modified it somehow. At least he said so.
Oh, man. I hope this doesn't become like, I'm pretty sure it's not the case anymore. I haven't been on Badnik yet. Badniknet in ages. But, there will be fan fiction. I guess this is gonna overrun a little bit. See? There's actually people to talk to. I'm not the lonely man at the mic that's drinking a beer by himself. But, anyways, this goes way back when the Sonic community was more bitchier than it was now. And I just remember there being...
Yeah, it seems like one of the big sort of personality is gone.
It's because people grew up.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I will just say this. The Sonic scene / community from like 2004 to 2009 was pretty fucked up in that people were constantly sniping at each other.
Some people tried to retire before then. I remember Saxman retired like 5 times or something.
You don't retire from the Sonic community. It's not a full-time
gig. Yeah, that's what I thought. You think, oh, well, everyone says they're going to retire, but it seems like people are actually retiring now.
People are moving on. Yeah, the bitchiest era was 2007 to 2009. That's... If you want to get a general idea of the Sonic community at that time, we have all those text-to-speech MP3s.
You know, I'd always thought about digging up the Lost versus the World one, actually, like, doing a video following all the comments and the thread and everything.
Well, Tar Heel Tim still has those online, so if you want to grab them...
Oh, I have them as well, so...
Everyone's got a copy. If you want some of the text-to-speech stuff, hold on, I gotta find it. Anywho, Sonic Boom happening soon. Check out the Sega blogs. And that is like the first and only time you're gonna see me be all news-like, because I'm not very newsy. I don't keep up with news. Look, there's even one in here from when the SWSDB channel was on AfterNet. Days. Days of yore. There are your files.
Donkey.
What?
Never mind.
Alright, well, I'm gonna try this. This may butcher the podcast, because I'm hoping that it's not gonna put...
Don't set the server on fire, boy.
I'm hoping it's not gonna have, like, me talking over the music that I'm about to put on. I just have to find music first. But there is, like, a random chat mode that I'm supposed to have as soon as I can find something. Yeah, we'll just go with... For freak's sake. They're supposed to be, like, you know, not... goofing up like this. I said that a lot, though, I just realized. Oh, well. Alright, actually, I'll probably just shut up. Okay, we'll go on with this, and then we will carry on with our Sonic fan fiction. So, this is Voice Arsene Live. I will be right back. right, we're back. And I would like to say hello to our first RSN Live troll. Oh. Yeah. Well, he thinks I'm gay, so this is about to get a lot more interesting. Because we're about to go for some Sonic fan fiction. Yeah. It's time to enjoy that. You know you've made the big times when you got a troll. Oh, well, I guess that comes with the territory. Well, Noromano? Noromano. Is that Noromano 26? I don't know what's more disturbing, the fact that I'm mentioning your name and the fact that you're actually sitting here trying to mock me. I don't know, you must be 15? 13? Somewhere in that ballpark range? Whatever. Enjoy your attempt to troll as we continue on with our fan fiction. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Attention Whore's another name we have for those kinds of persons. Yeah, so. Everyone point. Point and laugh at him. I don't know. What's more pathetic, doing the show or trolling people who are doing the show on Twitch? I don't know. So. Eh. Man. He brings up a valid point. This room is a little dirty. It could use some cleaning. Could use some cleaning. It's a good tip. Yeah. Oh, I'm on YouTube. That's a big... in case anyone on the podcast is wondering, I got some jackass who's attempting... keyword, attempting to troll me. And he's doing a really bad job of it. It's, I'll tell you what, it's not the first time I've been on YouTube, so... whatever. I don't know, if he wants to pretend like he's cool, it's a shindig. Anyways, I've wasted enough time on this loser. Let's get back to the show, shall we? So, I believe last week we left off on Shadow Makes It Big, Chapter 4 is where we were picking up. So... let's see what we got here. This is going to get a little bit weird again, so... well, whatever. I dedicate this to the love of Noromano 26. This one's for you, buddy. Hold on a second. We gotta do things. Come on. You know how this works. Alright, so we continue with chapter 4 of Shadow Makes It Big. It's an interesting chapter header. Well, let's continue, shall we? Oh, I gotta turn this down a little bit, don't I? Alright. Shadow Makes It Big, chapter 4. Take my heart out and rip it out. So as Shadow walked into the warehouse where they're filming the human centipede, nothing could ever go wrong here apart from the fact that all did that day? The room Shadow walked into was dark, except for a chair, which then turned around and Amy Rose was in it. Hi, Shadow, it's me, Amy Rose. What, who did an invite of you to act in this motion picture event? Said Amy Rose, the woman who did an invite of Shadow in this motion picture event. Oh, hi, Amy. So when do we do our big scene? Amy ignored his question and got out of the chair to do a big speech like that guy did in Citizen Kane, although I haven't seen it. When will video games get their Citizen Kane? So Amy started talking. Do you know what the best kind of special effects are? Said Amy. No. CGI? Said Shadow. Well, Amy continued, it's not CGI, it's real life. I want you, Shadow... I want you to be my human centipede. But I am not a human. I am the ultimate life form of a hedgehog, Shadow the Hedgehog. It doesn't matter, Shadow. Amy turned on a light and revealed Sonic the Hedgehog in his cameo strap to a table, naked, even though he always is. I have Sonic, now I need you. You will be the end of the centipede. I will be in the middle. We will shit, love, and love, and love forever. we will be the ultimate life form together. Sonic, me, Shadow, which is you, all of us loving and caring as one creature. It will be beautiful, said Amy like a crazy person because she was, I guess, like me, I am insane, LOL, XD. No, I would rather not do this, Shadow replied. We're only halfway through this chapter, by the way. Just then, Shadow got hit on the head by a big guy with muscles, so he got knocked out. Shadow got in a bad but sexy situation. He was turned on, but he had to escape. When Shadow woke up, he was strapped to a bloody table. Suddenly, Amy Rose came in wearing a sexy nurse outfit like those sexy nurses in Silent Hill did. God, I would so fuck one of those, but my boyfriend would be angry, LOL. Hi, if you are happening to be reading this, Billy, XOL, XD, XXX. I set this all up when I heard from the guy who ran Virgin Megastore that you did a rude thing to him. I made up a party and then pretended to be in a movie and made you sign a contract so you have to be here. You know what I did when I was a small child? I slipped my wrist and toked fingers myself blood on my hand. I like violence. Blood turns me on, Shadow. We have the bloodiest romance in the world, Sonic and me. Sonic and you. Sonic and me and you and Sonic and Shadow and me at last. Amy kept talking for about 9 more hours, and in the middle of this, Shadow accepted his fate. Maybe it was time for him to be made into a human centipede with his rival and his girlfriend, I think. Either way, Shadow was ready. Bring on his fate, world. But suddenly he got an image of Maria in his head. Maria said the words, Shadow, you can do this. Never give up. Maria and her big boobs were right. They jiggled and made Shadow happy that he might get through this. Shadow then thought of an idea. Amy, said Shadow. What? Said Amy. I was just about to start putting out this needle in you and cutting you up for this operation. Hurry up. Shadow squirm. Can I have a last request, like rapists do in prison? If a rapist can have a last meal, at least I think they do that it was on The Simpsons one time. Fine, what is it? Said Amy, the woman. Shadow began to make his sexy voice and start his plan. Suck me off, you dirty fucking whore! Amy got well excited and put the weapons down. She then got her tongue and put it up Shadow's penis. Shadow then thought about Maria, his fate, and her tight cunt. This made him hard, so hard that it penetrated Amy up through her head. As her blood dripped down his dick, she could only muster one last thing. Her last words in this cold, meaningless world, she whispered quietly, "Thank you." Shadow stared at the ceiling. Sonic was next to him. Thank God he didn't see what just happened, since he was asleep on a drug, which you should not do, not even by accident. The day was not over. He was still stuck with Amy impaled on him, stuck on the table. His plan worked, but at what cost? Was this cheating on Maria? These thoughts echoed through his head as he also thought about the cost of fame. Was it worth it? This lie? This big lie of life? Shadow cried a single tear. Was this what he was made for? To be concluded. Alright, let's see. Is this guy still here? Oh, he's still here. Congrats. Oh, I would give you a prize, but I don't have a prize. So. Unfortunately can't call my mom. She's in a box in the living room. Because she's ashes. So if you want to go, you can try. You can try, but I don't think you'll get a response. Oh, look at that, 7:03! Oh, what to do. I shouldn't have to tell you what RSN Live means, Mr. Troll. You should be able to figure it out on your own. Why aren't you able to figure this out on your own? Come on! Get with the program! Alright, so, of course, we all know how this works. I gotta have one more track here before we stop this for this evening. So, if you want to give me a moment. Actually, this will probably be the last song for the night. No, no. Continue. With nothingness. So, give me a moment to figure this out. Oh, I know what I'm gonna do. Hold on. I dedicated the fanfic to our first troll of the show, but I'm gonna make another dedication to you, my first troll. So, this is RSN Live Voice. I will see you all next week, and I will see you definitely next week. Did it break? Let's try this again. That is weird. Oh, I know why. Alright, now I'm really gone this time. And again, I dedicate this to our first troll of this entire show. So, again, sorry about that goof up, and I will see you all next week.
Trapped in time, and my eyes get
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.